Well, you know, I've called my music African Rhythm since the 60s, you know, and always trying to show the origin of this music, which is Mother Africa. But our continent has not been given the credit that she's due, you know. But I'm seeing changes today. Everywhere I go now, I see people talk to me about Africa, interest in African music, you know. So slowly but surely, the ancestors are coming back, you know. Because those artists, those people before us, they contributed so much. They've gotten so little credit for what they've done, you know. And certainly in the field of music, that's true, you know. So I see this change, you know. Thank you. Well, because we tend to have these categories which are not accurate. For me, it's all 20th century music. Louis Armstrong was traditional and also modern. Coleman Hawkins was traditional and also modern. Because our music covers certainly the 20th century, you know, really creating, I call African-American classical music, which they call jazz, you see. And so it's quite a phenomenon. I mean, who was Art Tatum's great-grandmother, great-grandfather? Who was Louis Armstrong's family? What part of Africa did they come from? What about all the great blues singers and dancers? And our culture is so rich. And that's why I went to Africa. I wanted to find out where it came from, you know. It meant I had to study about African civilizations, you know, ancient Egypt, Nubia, Mali, Songhai, Ghana, all the history. I lived in Morocco 7 years. I worked with the black people of North Africa, who were sometimes forgotten about, particularly Ganawa people. So my search is still going on, you know. I want to find out why I play like I play, you see, and why my father and mother took us to hear the best music from Dizzy, if you want to say Dizzy, that was our generation. They took us to hear like Andy Kirk, Jimmy Lunsford, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, and they would bring the best music in the house. So our parents, they were very wonderful. We had the black church on Sunday. We had the blues band. We go to Palladium in New York and hang out. So in other words, they taught us all the music is ours, you see. So I could talk forever about this music, but it's important for me, let's look for the truth. Let's respect our ancestors who were born here with absolutely nothing, and their genius, and their spirituality, and their cultural memory produced all this incredible music. I always look for the tradition of music of every country I go to, whether it's Japan, whether it's Congo, or wherever I go. I always look for the tradition of music. Because number one, the tradition of music expresses the people. You know the people by the traditional music. At the same time, tradition of music is very difficult to play. Because with this music, you have to capture the spirit of the people. So for example, the Ganawa people. I've been a Ganawa people since 67. So to play their music, I had to live with them, drink tea, eat rice, go to places, go to ceremonies, you know, and try to absorb this culture, because they represent pure Africa. Africa before it was invaded, African empires, and how traditional people, music is their way of life. For every activity is music for. Child being born, a funeral, a dance, a ritual, a horseback ride, but they produce music for everything because the traditional people are close to Mother Nature. And Mother Nature is the original music, is Mother Nature. You can't see it, you can't touch it, but it touches you. So our ancestors, Africa being the spiritual center of this planet, our ancestors were able to tune into music coming from the universe. When there was no Europe, there was only Africa, you know. So I always look for the oldest people, and that's true in this country. When I grew up as a boy, I always look for the elders, and they would teach me something about music, you see, and life.
The spirit of the music and life lies in the elders of the countries, man. Hey, Randy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, man.
Mr. Randy Weston. Talk about a brother that concentrates on the motherland, all of these beautiful rhythms coming from Africa. And Randy has spent his time studying these rhythms and going out and preaching and teaching people about the music and African people. That's Randy Weston from the album called African Cookbook, and that's the title track of that piece.